And maybe you do just make sure all of them are an awning type or a single hung situation. That's perfectly fine too. Cost effectiveness, stationary windows are less expensive.
The R factor is very important. That's one of the main reasons for doing it.
Yep. And you're going to get that with your single hung, with your, you know, you can get that style no matter what. Air infiltration, you know, are a little better on a stationary window always, but not enough. I mean, so far beyond what you have, you know.
No matter what we do, is going to be an improvement.
Yeah.
But you're saying the ones that are operable are obviously more expensive.
Yes.
And does the cost difference make up for if there is still a heating issue or a cooling issue? Could we put mini splits in for the same price or the difference in the windows?
Ooh.
What was the question?
For the price difference in the windows, would it afford us to be able to put mini splits in to make it more energy efficient?
Mini split cost.
And you know what? I didn't even bring a tape measure this morning.
That's a really,
it's not
going to
help me answer that question, sir.
Well, if they're concerned, if the issue of having an operable window is strictly energy efficiency and heat and air and not safety and ingress and egress, hopefully not ingress, but egress, then I mean, my thought is figure out the best way to put in stationary windows.
We can look into the safety requirements and what has to be done for that. So I don't know off the top of my head.
So yeah, I don't either on this, in this situation, what you're going to, as far as egress issues.
It would be a building code.
It shouldn't. All doors should be. Yeah, but I don't know that they are.
Well, so we'll look into that a little bit, and because that'll you know, our bids would come in differently depending on how we put that bid out. So if there are some specifically that we want to operate, we would need to identify which ones, how many of each would there would be. So that would be something we'll have to work on after this, depending on what you all decide based on the building code, I would assume. Does that sound right?
Good. Numbering system on a window, you know, just something like that, to where we all kind of know what's going on. Start on the corner, number, and
yep.
Maybe letter for upstairs.
We do need to set that up because Bill doesn't know how many they need
to
do.
So.
Are there, and I know you've looked already, are there metal plates around that is going to have part of the block and stuff taken out?
Jason and I haven't had a lot of time to sit and discuss this. We had about 10 minutes before the meeting here. We were out there looking at it. But so removal and replacement of them are going to be interesting, I think. I believe they're cast into the building is what it looks like. So, you know, we don't necessarily want to identify a means and methods, because that's what the contractor, you know, their efficiency in doing so will help their bid. However, we want to define it enough, and Jason, this is where I need your help. We need to define those methods enough such that each of the contractors are bidding the same type of work. Because you may bid it to do it the right way, and somebody else off the street may say, well, I'll just come rip the things out and put something back, and your bid is going to be much higher, and you know that it's not apples to apples. So we need to discuss a removal slash installation method and leave it vague enough such that each of the contractors have the ability to define their own
direction.
Yep. But we also need to make sure that each of them are doing it
at least
similarly.
Yes.
So I don't know if you've got any discussion on that, because you're the expert on how to, I think you know how it probably needs to be done right, but also we don't want to define that necessarily in the bid.
I understand. I only would do it one way, and you kind of know which way that is.
Yep.
There's two different directions, honestly,
yep.
as far as I know, and that is, it has to do with cutting all of those horizontal pieces, and you'd have to grind those out and then cap that old system, and then slide something in it. possible. And then the next is to cut out, saw cut those openings and extract that whole situation because they are poured in. So you create a new hole, you know, to do that. Sounds messy, absolutely. But cutting glass out to be able to grind those horizontals and all of that, it's going to be the same time frame, you know. I mean, and it's going to make a mess too.
Well, if there's only truly two methods, is it going to be detrimental to go ahead and include the method, the preferred method, that the commission chooses to put in the bid? Or is that, does that make it unattractive to a contractor?
It is going to make it unattractive.
Okay.
It is, I think, because it's going to, there is no window contractor that I know of in this part of the country that's going to attack that themselves.
Yep.
So they're going to have to outsource to do so.
When you say window contractor, you mean somebody just strictly deals with windows?
Yeah.
They'd have to bring in a mason, or they'd have to bring in some sort of...
Yeah, they're going to. Not that, I don't know of anybody in this part of the country that's going to have the type of saw that it's going to take to do that. Being a window company. Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
When you say type of saw, just so I'm... What kind of saw are you talking?
It's going to take... Now, this is beyond me, so this is very big. You know, I mean, it takes a circular saw. It will take a machine that will level as cutting. It will take water to keep dust down. I know one of the companies that does that a lot has a vacuum system, too, to keep, as they go, it keeps the fumes from the motors on the saws, and it extracts the dust also. I mean, you may know some of that, too. But I think there's one way to do that without making this building a dust bowl, you know.
Well, and that's why, hey, if there's one way and it's the preferred way and it's less impactful to the employees working in the buildings, it makes more sense to write the bid specs that it's done that way. However, that, again, you're defining the means and methods of your contractor, which is not...
Narrows everything down.
Yeah.
But I don't... I think it could be done. I mean, you're not going to want people in those rooms.
No, in my mind, we're going to have to move office, do this office, move everybody out, find another area for them to go to, and then, which may be a logistical nightmare. I don't know. We'll have to deal with that later.
Well, and I mean, in the process of doing that too, there's no cutting everything out and then coming back and putting everything in. So you do it per section, and you know the way I originally came up with it, you know, a vague number, was a couple a day. You know, by the time you get saw cut, you get everything put back together. You know, you're talking just a couple a day. So it's a process, and it's going to be a deal.
Well, I think that gives us... It depends on the direction you guys want to go with the bid, because if you want to bid a specific removal and installation style, we can. It's just, again, not as attractive to determine the means and methods of the contractor in the bid specs. So that's maybe a decision you guys will have to make, which we don't have to know right this second, but can think about it and make a discussion about it. So let's move on to the next question. So we've talked about style, and so that's a little bit up in the air depending on whether we want them operable or not. So you mentioned the R factors and energy efficiency. Part of what we need to do is spec out an energy efficiency. I worked in the shop putting the windows together. I don't know about the efficiency of these things. So Jason, you might be able to get what we need so that we can write a minimum efficiency rating of the window into the bid spec.
Yeah, and I need to look at those numbers too and figure out, because you've got frames involved too. So those and the commercial frames are not going to be as efficient as the, you know, as the production frames. Glass. You know, there's just not a huge amount of difference in this stuff anymore, because you know, I would low E it. I mean, obviously, I'm not a huge color fan. I don't think colors do a lot, but you have to low E. You may argon, which is a thing too. But I think that you would immediately say low E argon and then at least go that direction with glass. It has to be thermally group. Nobody's going to do anything but anymore, and unless it is vinyl or fiberglass, which, I mean, in my opinion, that's not this kind of building.
Well, material type was my next question, but
yeah.
I'm assuming commercial grade aluminum window, I would say. But so again, that's low E, low emissivity, low
emissivity.
Yeah, yes. And argon. Those are things that help block, you know, the heat and cool transfer through the glass. So,
and they work. You know, there's a lot of things in the business that you just it's labeling.
So it's
but they work.
Again, that'll be a decision from you all. What you want, one or both, or what type of things that you want.
Well, and there may be. I mean, you guys may have a vision of. My thought in this, and I'm not saying I'm right, I was thinking the direction of making it look not getting outside the lines of the age of this building. I was thinking it needs to look period correct.
Yes.
Okay. So I automatically didn't think that you wanted a lot of color in glass, like you see, you know, the newer buildings that are green, blue, black, bronze, chrome, you know, that kind of situation. I didn't think we were probably going to go that direction, but that's, you know, that's my thought. So, low E, no color, you know, that kind of thing.
You say no color. Would a bronze not help cut down some of the
shading? What you gain with a tinted glass is generally the shade you get on the objects inside the building not heating up, okay? As you get a colored glass, you also cause a radiation effect because of the color of the glass. It draws more heat. You know, it's been a battle for years trying to make glass efficient with no color because of that. You know, and that's why your low E's are so good anymore. So,
well, now I was about to say, from a look standpoint, I think might be the reason you might want to do a tinted glass of some color.
Mm-hmm.
I think the energy efficiency, you're going to get it from the low E and the argon.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
And you know, all the tinted glass comes with a cost. So, it's, you know, more you want, the more it costs. So that's part of the issue.
Well,
I mean, I know what I might do, but it depends on what you all would like to do. So,
and with a tinted glass, depending on how thick, you know, shades are going to leave the building too. You know, they're probably not going to want to. If you can't see in, people don't feel like they need shades as much either. So, that's a real thing. You could think of it that way too.
On the energy efficiency, we don't want the windows more efficient than the building itself. So do we have an idea of what the efficiency of the building is?
Not great.
Oh, I know it's not great, and I wasn't asking. I was asking the engineers on this one.
Sorry.
I don't think
people that know.
Looked into that. Well,
you know,
I have not looked into it. Okay. We have not necessarily looked into the particular efficiency of the building.
I think we have to look around.
We need some as-built, see what it was done originally to calculate that, probably. So,
as we make other repairs that are suggested throughout the building, that's undoubtedly also going to improve the energy efficiency of the building.
I would imagine.
That we've seen. And it's been noted over the years by different ones that have looked at it that the windows is the number one source of the heat loss.
That is typically what happens.
So, let's talk about material type, and then we'll kind of bring all that back in together. So, I would assume you all don't want a vinyl window. You would want a commercial grade aluminum window.
what I would call a storm.